Hey everybody, welcome. This is Rain Seeker and I am your host on today's quiz. This quiz is, I'm going to call, you are Ape Tolodazmir, greatest hero of the realm.
All right, greatest hero of the realm.
Yes, and I'm going to ask you four questions about the life and times. I'm going to ask you three questions about the life and times. I thought I was originally going to do four, but...
Three is just as well. It's enough to tell if someone's competent or not about the life of Ape Tolodazmir.
Yes. Actually, his name translated is Ape Mule Evened. And I actually ran into two apes in this generation, of this world generation that I created.
Two apes? So people named Ape or various
people
gibbons?
People named Ape.
Because you know the game has a lot of apes.
Yes, I know it does. But these are actually people named Ape. And apparently it was a popular name at the time. Now, Ape, he grew up in a town. He was one of the most heroic figures in the realm where he was spawned. He was a simple fishery worker from an early age. And what was the town he grew up in? Was it A, fence jumped, or B, fancy sloshed, C, green fell, or D, Scampston?
So Scampston, I don't think Scampston could occur unless you fiddled with it. Fancy slush, that sounds like a place you don't want a kid growing up, and not until they're 21 anyway, but fence jumped. I did a lot of that when I was a kid, hopping over fences and stuff, and over backyard fences and so on. So that's a good favorite. The other one was Greenfell or something?
Greenfell, yes.
Well, I'll have to go with fence jumped.
I'm sorry. Fence jumped is not correct.
Failure.
The correct answer was fancy sloshed.
Oh, wow. He does get sloshed on the wines and things. All right, so this is, that perhaps has something to do with heroism.
Well, perhaps that this town was its major commodity was wine. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll learn more as time goes on here because we only have two questions left to go.
Well, unfortunately, he left Spancy Sloshed to move to Fragrant Conflict, where there he began getting a little itchy and wandering the wilds, and for the next 24 years he did that.
It's a long time.
Started when he was 21. So like the next half of his life, he's been wandering the wilds. And until he was recognized for his wandering efforts, apparently, by being accepted into the particularly effeminate sounding but elite group, the Fellowship of what? A, Fellowship of the Blossoms.
That's right.
B, the Fellowship of the Butterflies. C, the Unicorns of Rainbows and Love. Or D, the Fellowship of the Ringworms.
Jeez. Oh, no. Yeah, if it has hyphens, it might actually be possible. I hope that's not true. So the and couldn't happen. So now I don't remember if I have blossoms and butterflies or just one or the other.
No, blossoms and then butterflies.
That's what I mean. Which words are available in the dictionary.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm trying to take this seriously, which I'm sure is what you intended.
Yes.
Blossoms or butterflies? Which one do I have? I'll go with butterflies. I really don't know which one I have.
I'm sorry.
Ah, failure.
It was the blossoms.
Yeah, well, I got close, but I missed my educated guess.
I know, that's okay.
No, it's not okay now, and I can only hope for a failing grade.
You can only hope for one last thing. And by the way, did I mention that if you fail, you get mauled by your kitty cat there?
So I already have. So I should really probably spend the time you're taking to ask me the next question really to just get some gloves and things.
Yeah. You're about to be mauled by scamps, unfortunately, sir. But here's our last fact before I read you his final story. At age 58, Ape, perhaps being tired of being made fun of for belonging to such a lame fellowship, he confronted the Cyclops, Renewal Zephyr Gleams, the robust indignation. Now, what happened on that day? A, Ape handily won the day by putting out the Cyclops' eye in epic Homeric tradition. B, both Ape and the Cyclops fought for a while, but no one was significantly hurt. Boring. Or C, the Cyclops tore Ape's upper right arm off, but Ape managed to escape with his life. Or D, they decided to work out their differences over tea and crumpets.
Huh, well... Yeah, I don't think people work out their differences in my game very often.
No.
Well, they work them out, but they work them out in violent fashion. Yeah. So, you're poking out the eye. That sounds like you would have had to dig around in World Generation for years to get that lucky. So we have arms or no result. Well, no result's too boring. So let's say somebody got their arm ripped off.
Are you sure you want to pick that?
That is my final answer. And there's
You're
a cat.
Correct, sir.
Oh. Well, that's good. Maybe Scamps will be a little easy on me now. He's crawled onto my lap, and he's crawled up my shoulder, and he's got his claws on my chest right now, so you're not far off here. It's just a matter of what you decided to do. What are you going
to do? All right, Mr. Scamps, do your business.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, mister? Look up at your cat tree? Come on. Let's have a little action. A little action here. Maybe I'll just bat you on your head. Boop.
So Ape didn't give up the wandering life, even though his arm had been torn off. A short while later, he confronted yet another mega beast.
Another
the titan, Idur Yor-Atoms, the old grizzle. Idur had been terrorizing dwarven and elven cities up to the point when he ran into Ape. And he had never even been wounded in battle. Somehow, Ape defeated him with one arm... And within 3 years, he became a part of the merchant nobility of the Kingdom of Holds. And he lived to the ripe old age of age 96.
Well, that's good.
At the end of his life, he only had one kill, the Titan.
So he was wandering the wilds to no effect for most of the time there.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's kind of a depressing life, but at least he did save the day, though.
He ended it well, yeah. He rescued a couple cities that were being like repeatedly... attacked.
Now was this guy a human?
Yes, this was a human.
And he saved. Now the Titan had been attacking what, dwarves and elves? Is that what you said?
Yep, been attacking dwarves and elves.
So he couldn't even save his own kind then.
I know. Well, he. I don't know. You know, I actually don't know what this city that he moved to was. They don't migrate to other cities, do they? I mean, to.
Not outside of their kingdom, unless they were like conquered and they have administrators or something. Hey, mister.
Maybe he lived in a captured city. I don't know, but nonetheless, he did manage to kill a Titan somehow with only one arm, which is
so you hear Scamps purring? He's purring.
Oh, Scamps forgives him.
Yes, you're never going to attack me unless I'm just playing with you, right? Because you're my good baby cat. Who's a little baby cat? Who's a good baby cat? Little Mr. Scamps. No, he's falling asleep on my chest right now.
Okay, because Scamps...
Postpone the execution or something.
Because you've been forgiven by the Scamps, you will now have the honor of telling us the score of our current vote.
That's right, the vote for Dwarf Fortress 2, 4, 3, 4... Dwarf Fortress Talk number 4.
Yes.
Yes, the upcoming Dwarf Fortress Talk number 4. We have the final count. So, now the Scamps here, I mean, you guys were probably, it seems like quite a few of you were looking forward to me being mauled at the end of the quiz. That would be 71 of you.
I was very shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know if it's not that they're not interested in the other topics or if they really would just rather have Scamps...
maul you for half
maul
an hour.
Me for half an hour to the exclusion of anything else. But okay. We're going to get quite a bit of that anyway, maybe even a half hour's worth in this show. So, but not if he's sleeping. Not if he's sleeping like a little torpor kitty. Are you in torpor? Are you waiting for the winter? Here it comes. The winter's coming and you're not fat at all.
All right, so who's the winner?
Yeah, the winner is World Generation.
Woohoo!
They were even. For pretty much all of the voting.
Maybe you guessed by our little quiz here, but yes, I based it on World Gen.
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was at some point it was still like 131 to 131 or something, right? It was
yeah,
really
it was
close.
So close, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, right at the end, WorldGen picked up, a lead of 26. And I guess I don't know if it had something to do with the lobbying that was going on in the thread, or if just there was a batch of WorldGen people holding out until the end.
I don't know. I was telling people to vote, and all of a sudden it jumped up. So, what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to have WorldGen, and then we're going to discuss that first, and then we're going to go into a shorter time of talking about the trades, and then we're going to go even shorter time talking answering some questions from the previous question.
Yeah, I kind of what is that when you swing a bat and totally miss? Is that whiffing?
Yes.
Yeah, I whiffed the question and answer topic because I wasn't happy with how that was going because so few questions got answered, but I didn't really put forth a strong alternative. So, well, we're gonna answer some questions, but there aren't any new ones because we didn't really give you a place to ask them. So, hopefully, we'll have that resolved for next time.
And I think that what may be good for next time is to what we'll do is we'll give like a week for you guys to bring all your questions to the table, then we'll just lock it down. And so that we are fairly certain that we're not going to continually get a ton of questions we have to read through all the time. So we're going to try to contain it that way, and that way we won't have a ton of people who also left out. They can just put it in there next time.
Yeah, so we'll keep trying to figure this out. I mean, there's always going to be more questions than we can answer. And, of course, you can always go in. If you're really interested in receiving just an answer to your question because it's something you're curious about, you can always leave it in the Future of the Fortress list of remaining items thread. And I answer pretty much every question that's asked there on a weekly or biweekly basis. I'll just go in and answer those questions. So if it's not something you need to hear discussed so much as something you're just really curious about, you can drop it there. And if you don't want to do it publicly, you can always just send me an email or something.
That's right.
So, yeah, okay. So he's still here. The little baby cat is still here. That's
and
right.
He still hasn't mauled him.
No, he's a good sleeping baby cat. This is a rare time. This is a rare time. Of course, this is the perfect time for me to try and put his little kitty cat hat on because the documentarian gave me a little kitty hat for Scamps to wear. But Scamps doesn't like the kitty hat. So we're going to try again to do that. Even though I don't have the camera handy, this is good practice. This is good practice. Here comes the kitty hat, Mr. Scamps. Here comes the kitty hat. Let's try and put the kitty hat on. One ear's in. What you doing, Mr. Scamps? Oh, one ear's out. What are you doing? What are you doing? We're trying to wrap this around you here. Oh, he's biting my finger. You don't like the kitty hat, do you? You don't like Mr. Cat? Doesn't like the Mr. Kitty cat hat that way? He's just kind of lurching around. I got the Velcro strap on. Now I've got the Velcro on. Mr. Kitty Cat's got his little ears and his little holes. Oh, no, he's got his kitty cat hat on. You got the kitty cat hat on. Now stay right there, Mr. Scamps. Stay right there, Mr. Scamps. I'm going to pull up the camera. Da-da-da. All right, Mr. Scamps. Keep fighting the camera. That's a pretty good picture. He's biting the camera. He's violent and attacking. Hey, mister.